My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. September 11th anniversary is tomorrow, and a little shout out to all those that did all they could to protect us and continue to allow us, a couple knuckleheads, to talk to you about grilling on a weekend morning. I tell you what, freedom ain't free, baby. And we are very, very aware of that. But welcome back. Appreciate you tuning in. It is the weekend. The tailgate season is fully upon us. And we're talking a little bit about some different ideas that you might use at your tailgate. What you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. And I'm thinking that we are turning into Weber salesmen. Because I can't help but think of that little Weber kettle, the little Smoky Joe, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave mine away, like I said, plenty of times, and I probably regret it. I'm going to have to go buy another one.
You know what? Great time to do that. Got to get a little plug in for our sponsor, Garrett's Appliance, because today, Saturday, is the last day of their semi-annual tent sale and clearance sale where they're unloading all the stuff that's maybe scratched dent or been sitting around the showroom
really?
A while. This would be a great day. They're in Grand Rapids on the corner of 28th Street and Byron Center, that location. We've been there. We usually do the spring one that they do, and we'll go there and cook and have a bunch of fun. But a great place. Today's the last day. Get down there and buy yourself a new Weber, because they're a place that sells them, as well as go on the other end of town.
Yep.
If you wanted to, down to the down to the Ace Hardware.
And, you know, that makes a great gift for somebody. Kingsland has, I think, like the biggest Weber selection in Grand Rapids. They helped me out with my deep fryer. I told you I was having, you were there when I was having all that trouble with that patio deep fryer that I have. Well, Sandy figured out the problem for me, and he got me all squared away. You got to hear that thing now, man. It just purrs, and it gets that oil up to temp in, 5 minutes. What did we wait, 25 minutes and
right,
it wouldn't
and
get
it
there?
Still couldn't get there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's dialed right in. So in terms of grill shops and parts, you really need to check out Kingsland sometime too, because that is just a great resource, and they bang through the grills.
And once again, it's a place where you aren't talking to the aisle manager. You're talking to somebody that knows exactly what they're talking
about. Yeah, Sandy or his son.
About, right.
Yeah.
Yep, they grew up and they've been in this business their entire lives.
So I think about that little Weber Smoky Joe. And it's kind of like the perfect platform. If you look at that nice little round grill, I'm going to say it's 18 inches grill surface around circle. And there's lots of ways you can do this. But if you're, let's say you're a couple single guys and all you've got is that little Smoky Joe for a grill, perfect. You have the ultimate tailgating device, because you can just throw that in your car, your trunk, whatever. Just make sure you empty it before you leave and it's dead. You know, leave it behind your car when you're watching the game and let it go out, and then dump the coals in a nice safe spot. Don't throw them in the garbage can, and don't throw them where anybody will walk barefoot.
Don't throw them in the wood chips
no,
under the trees. Trust
right.
me.
Yep.
I lit one of those on fire.
Dump the rest of your water jug up.
Yeah.
But there's a really cool, easy way to do this that sounds almost like cheating, because it is. But you can get some really nice frozen pizzas. And if you take one of those frozen pizzas and you leave it like in the sun for a couple hours, like, I don't know, on the back seat or on your dashboard or whatever, in some heat for about 2 hours before you throw it on the grill, it thaws it and it'll actually reactivate the yeast if you leave it long enough, to where that thing will be busting out. When you throw it on the grill, it's a dang good pizza. And all you have to do is put it on the grill on a nice low heat, maybe have a pizza stone with you, or one of these perforated round pizza tins would be a better way to do it, because the stones, that's a different lecture. But
you're brittle. Watch them.
You got to put your lid back on the smoker, and you don't need to add any smoke. Good charcoal will add flavor to it. And that thing will be done in like 12 minutes.
Right.
Maybe 8. But you've got to be careful about your temperature on that thing. So you can either get a perforated pan, or you can put a pizza stone on that little Smoky Joe, or whatever round or small grill you have. It doesn't have to be round. There's plenty of other ones I know out there. But if you're going to put the stone on it, you have to put the stone on it for about 20 minutes before you're going to put your pizza on it, because it takes that long to heat the stone up. And then I would have some cornmeal to throw on there when you put that on there, just to help it play shuffleboard.
Yeah, so it doesn't stick. But I think that for the tailgate, that stone, they get hot, they cool down slow. It's a little bit of a hassle to deal with, where the tin that you talked about, you can buy those in a throwaway. You know, even if you want to. And they got little perforations in them to let the heat through.
Yeah.
And you still get a little crispiness on that crust. But
it's just that if you're using Good Lump charcoal, you have so much heat right there.
Right.
That I guess just for simplicity's sake, the stone makes it safe for in my mind. But no matter what, you have to put a lid on top of it.
Yeah, the lid back on the grill.
Yes.
Create the little convection heat in
yes.
there and just
cook
like they
the
do
top.
In a pizza oven.
Cook
yeah.
the top.
Yep. Exactly.
But that's a fantastic way to do pizza at a tailgate. And you can actually just go to your favorite pizza shop and they'll sell you loads that are pre-built for you. You can go to Meijer and buy those, and they're darn good.
Yeah.
And you can throw it in the cooler. You can leave it out and let it warm up on your way to the game. Because actually they do grill better if they're at room temperature when you put them on.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to go from frozen to the grill.
So you might have some ground venison left over in your cooler.
Sure.
I mean, your freezer.
In your freezer.
I don't, but.
Great time, though. Ground venison, ground beef, whatever you'd like. You know, if you mix bacon in sometimes, just make sure the bacon's cooked so you can make sure that you're not eating any raw meat.
Sliders, that's all I'm talking about. For a little grill like that,
right.
Bunch of sliders. Thin, small, and just bang them out. Keep your temperature high, burn those babies in and out, and just have somebody ready with a plate and just throw them on, whack them out, because you're going to go through, depending on your gang, you could go through 100 of them real easily.
Yeah.
And grill like a man.
It's time for some man law. Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Today's Man Law is a two-part, and it's especially for dads or future dads. Teach your kids how to defend themselves, and I mean verbally and physically. Don't teach them to need a safe space. Teach them to defend themselves. And the other one is know how to throw a punch hard.
Yeah, if you have to. We're not condoning fighting, but at some point you might have to teach somebody a little bit of a lesson. And if you got to teach them a lesson, know how to teach, right?
I don't know that I'm not condoning fighting. I think fighting happens.
Well, it happens.
And if it happens, make sure you finish it.
Right.
So learn how to punch hard. There's a method.
Sure. And you have boys. You taught them how to do that, right?
I did.
Even the girls, too.
They pull hair.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But it works. So, Barbecue Bob, one last thing for the tailgate, a hot dog bar or a brat bar, whatever it may be, simple little put together on there, and something that everybody can do if you – it's kind of a cop-out, but yet it's still kind of
no,
cool.
It's not. Who doesn't love a hot dog? Dude, my wife and I were in a store. We were up camping, and we went and got some ice, and we walked into this little – the Hamlin Lake grocery store. It's on the corner. And they had the little hot dog rotators, and the hot dogs were 50 cents. I'm like, I'm getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
She goes, really? You're getting a hot dog here? I'm like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's a hot dog.
Right. Yeah, and it was good for 50 cents.
Best meal in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are cool. Hot dog, and you can substitute with brats, too. But all it takes is a little bit of slaw, relish, jalapenos, cheese, onions, mustard. Forget the ketchup, because that's for wimps. But
only if you're eating pasties.
And chili.
Right.
You know,
chili's easy to do. Open a can of it.
You do a can of Hormel.
Yeah.
Or a can of Skyline.
Right. Either one.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We got one more little bonus segment for you, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sometimes all night long, you can bet that I stand ready. When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted.